This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on a patient by the name of David Wanklin. The last name is W-A-N-K-L-I-D. Clinical case of a year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The reason for the CKD 3A is associated to multiple comorbidities, including arterial hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, peripheral vascular disease. Period. The last time that we had the opportunity to see Mr. Wanklin, he was after the manipulation and the clipping of the mitral valve, the placement of a pacemaker, and apparently the patient has two episodes of cardiac arrest. The patient was short of breath and he was weak and tired. This time the patient continues to be weak and shows with a laboratory workup in which the laboratory workup that was done on the 25th of July of 2024. The patient has a serum creatinine of 1.6, a BUN of 36, and an estimated GFR of 46. This patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 371 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is slightly elevated. This deterioration of the kidney function is most likely associated to the hospitalization that was rather complicated. To the physical examination, the patient has a heart that is regular. There is no evidence of gallops. The blood pressure is under control and the lungs with decreased air entry, but no evidence of wheezes or bronchi. Number two, diabetes mellitus, and the patient, because of the proteinuria, has been managed with the administration of Farxiga, 10 milligrams every day, and Kerendia, 20 milligrams on a daily basis. The patient doesn't have any evidence of the hyperkalemia. The serum potassium is this time 5.2. Following number, the patient has peripheral vascular disease that is evaluated by the vascular surgeon. Interventional radiology is going to examine the circulation since we know that he has compromised in several branches of the arterial circulation, that they plan to be stented or angioplastic. Period. The risk involved is moderate, to develop the risk for contrast nephropathy is moderate, and the patient was explained about this. The patient has hyperlipidemia. The latest cholesterol is 119. The HDL is 38. The triglyceride is 123, and the HDL is 38, and the LDL is 61. Following number, the hemoglobin 14.7. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab and all the information. In the face-to-face, I spent 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.